For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tim, how are you?
Everything I know about's good, but then I'm not out there sweating out votes on election day. You are three candidates in the race for the Republican nomination for labor commissioner. Give us your assessment. You have the endorsement of former President Trump to the extent that that'll matter. We'll all find out in that race and others. What does it mean to you to have that endorsement?
Actually, I don't. There's Trump stayed out of this race. I've got Doug Collins, I've got Governor Deal, I've got Tom Price, I've got Jack Kingston. So we have a number of endorsements, but President Trump stayed out of this. I did meet with Don Jr. and he said, listen, I think you guys, you're going to be just fine with what you're doing as a small business guy. So President Trump stayed out of this race.
Well, then let me correct myself quickly there. No, okay. Not endorsed by President Trump.
There are some people out there indicating that they got his endorsement, but that is not true. So.
Fair enough. All right. You're running on your own steam, as it were. And in that three-candidate field, I don't know what kind of internal polling there might be on this one. What are your expectations?
Well, you know, Glenn Frey had a song, and it said, the heat is on. The heat is on right now, but we feel comfortable that at the end of the day, we'll be victorious today. I don't believe there'll be a runoff. Listen, it's gotten pretty ugly on this out there with a lot of the stuff that's thrown around, but I think that's probably to be expected during, unfortunately, this time of the day when you get in these races. But we're comfortable with running on our merit. Everybody knows how failed this administration's been, and one of our opponents was a deputy commissioner, and they've had everything from human trafficking to millions of dollars unaccounted for. And I think I'm comfortably, as a small business guy that started companies, dismantled and put things back together, Tim, that's what people's looking for. They're looking for a change, a Trump-style type person that will go in and fix stuff without maybe some of the noise that goes with it. I just want to get in, fix it for the people of Georgia, including myself, and then let's go about our way.
Senator Bruce Thompson, Senator, how long have you been in the legislature up there in Bartow County?
9 years. I represent Cherokee, Bartow, and Cobb County. I chair economic development now, so I've had a chance to be able to look at businesses around the state. Tim, I'm telling you right now, people have shifted their attention from being so frustrated that they can't get a hold of anybody at the Department of Labor, that they're hanging them by a thread trying to keep their businesses open. You get into the middle and South Georgia, and there's doors closing left and right because of labor issues and so many things that are going on right now. And that's a travesty. We've got to turn that around for this great state.
How are you going to do that? And talk about the effect, the impact that the Labor Department has on this. And I know because we've talked to him, the man who has the job now, again, Mark Butler, not running for another term. What he's going to say is, listen, we were just overwhelmed by COVID and claims that came in with COVID. And he'll give you the data points. But he would have as many unemployment claims coming through in a couple of weeks as they'd had in the last 3 or 4 years combined. That's how bad it was at the onset. And he'd say, listen, we just got overwhelmed and it took a while to catch up.
Well, some of that's true. Some of it's not. We all know that when you're in business, you plan. It's called crisis management. He was warned years and years ago by the federal government to modernize and be prepared for different things as it grows. We knew our state was growing, and he refused not to modernize. So we don't have a modern technology in there like many other states. So we didn't fare very well. And then what happened was the pandemic. That is true. They got a tremendous amount of claims. And the agency collapsed under that, and he disappeared. And if you ask the morale, the people within that agency, where was your leadership? They said, we have no idea. Not him, nor my opponent, who is the deputy commissioner. But really the problem was, is they were busy doing other stuff. We heard about the $1.1 million spent catering lunches during the pandemic to employees, but the employees weren't at work. We heard about the AAA bond rating because they weren't busy trying to do their audits like they're supposed to, and now we've got two individuals that were within the agency being federally indicted for human trafficking. So if you focused on what you're supposed to do and you prepare for it, then when things like that happen, the impact's a lot less. What can we do? First thing we've got to do is kind of go in and start working on culture and help people understand that we have to answer the phones live. We got to get the career centers open. We got to modernize. All those things could be done in the first 6 months. You do it in business. Then what we do is we start working with the relationships we already have, which were severed under the current administration, with the General Assembly and the public and TCSG to say, hey, let's work on four verticals, build a workforce. Retirees, allow them to get back in the workforce where they want to, get the apprenticeship young people, which I signed the bill. I was the number three. Let's get young people involved in the workforce. Let's get veterans and then the incarcerated. You get those four verticals, Tim, and what you're taking is the best of what other states are doing and put it right here in our state.
Senator Bruce Thompson, candidate for labor commissioner. Never mind labor commissioner for just a quick moment here. I want to talk about something that you'd go into depth on your website and go to the speakers as much or as little as you'd like in the brief time we have left here. Turns out you and I have something in common. Both of us adopted as very young children. You've doubled down. You've paid that one forward. You have adopted two children of your own. That explains, you say, or informs your pro-life decision and in your pro-life stance. Step us through some of this. Not a lot of time left, but to the extent that you can, tell the story.
Well, real quick, my mom made a lot of bad choices in life, and she was gang raped when she was young, and I was a byproduct. So even though I grew up as a poor kid out of Montana, that's always kind of been a thread within me. My wife couldn't have children. We found out early on, so we adopted our first child, Faith, as a newborn adoption. Max is a newborn adoption. Faith was about 5 minutes from being aborted. Many know and followed her story where she wrote music that Congress has even had her come up to the Bible Museum. Just graduated college, so I got a pay raise. She's about to get married next June in a year, and she's gainfully employed, which is really good. Our son, we're really proud of, was an alcohol syndrome drug baby, and he just won a silver presidential award over at Riverside Military School. So he's home right now for the summer. So, hey, if you got a faith like I do, we were all adopted, right?
Yes.
If you don't, then you can understand that. But the truth of the matter is, I'm pro-choice or pro-life because if you're pro-choice, there's no choice for the young baby. If you're pro-life, you give everyone the opportunity to be like I was. And, you know, I always say, you either grew up with a silver spoon or a broken plastic fork. The difference to get to the top, just the amount of effort you're willing to put in.
Again, Senator Bruce Thompson, candidate for labor commissioner. The polls opening at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, closing at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Three candidates in that race. Bruce Thompson with us now. Mike Cohn and Kartik Bhatt, candidates for the Republican seat that is held now by the Republican who's not running for another term, Mark Butler, labor commissioner. Best of luck out there. Thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, good morning, and be safe out there on those roads. And thanks again for having me on.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.